Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotar Sri Srimad Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotar Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaja Prabhupad Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ke Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navaridham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari 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 Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Pascha. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namasreshtam Manum Api Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghuna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Malita Shivashaka Vitas Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prayan al payusha sabya kalavasmin yuge janaha mandasu manda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. In the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, the first of several descriptions of the Kali Yuga, the present iron age in which we are presently present, is described as thus in the Sanskrit verse I just quoted, which can be translated roughly as follows, that in this present age of Kali, people in general have short lives. They are not good, dull-headed, unlucky. Manda sumanda matya. And above all, they're always in anxiety, always disturbed. It's the terrible age of Kali, which is described in more detail elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam and in other Vedic scriptures, which were all compiled, by the way, before this age of Kali began. It's the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, exploitation, rampant stupidity. Humans are like animals. They consider themselves very sophisticated and high class by torturing animals and consuming their flesh and blood, killing literally millions of children before they can even see the light of day, simply interested in food, sex, and whatever kind of sensual titillation they can get. Very, very low level of consciousness. Tend to be atheistic, or just not interested in religion at all, or superficially religious. Very common is the idea that we are all God, we are all one with God. It's a completely insane idea, it's very popular. ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for pushing back this iron age of Kali and bringing in a golden age within the age of Kali in which people can live peacefully without unnecessary physical and mental stress, depending for their livelihood on the land, the cows, and Krishna, living in friendship, together, cooperative, not competitive society, with Krishna in the center, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Ignorance is our greatest enemy. We don't know why we're living, what the purpose of life is. Thanks to the atheistic propaganda of Kali Yuga, people actually think that they themselves are caused by a collocation of chemicals. The body is just some chemicals, and there's nothing more. Life is simply chemical interaction. People are living in ignorance. Krishne swadhamopagate dharma jnana dibhisaha. What happened? Krishna, he was personally present in this world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then he left, and then what do you expect? All good qualities, actual religiosity, knowledge, everything goes with him. But he has remained. Kalo nashta drisham esha purana ko dhanoditaha. The radiant sunshine in this Kali Yuga is the knowledge of Krishna given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the literary incarnation of God. Therein is described also Krishna varnam tusha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagyai sankirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedha saha. That within this Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord very kindly descends, not exactly as Krishna this time. He always chants the name of Krishna, but his form is not blackish. He comes with all his associates and who in previous ages acted as his military commanders to popularize the chanting of the holy names of Krishna as the religious sacrifice for this age. And although people in Kali Yuga are generally very foolish, there are those who are intelligent enough or fortunate enough to worship him by this sacrifice of chanting the holy names. This is one good thing in the age of Kali, which is like an ocean of faults. Kale dosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan guna. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrajet. Within this great ocean of faults, wherever we look, in the great ocean, if you're a fish swimming in the ocean, you look up, you look down, you look backwards, you look forwards, you look left, you look right, whichever direction you look, it's all water. So in the same way, in Kali Yuga, every sphere of life and activity, we look simply full of all bad qualities. But there's one great quality, that in this Kali Yuga, by chanting the names of Krishna, we can get freed from these grinding of Kali Yuga and go back to Krishna in the spiritual world very easily. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this very bad age of Kali, Krishna personally has appeared in this world as his name, particularly in this age of Kali, and the whole universe can be delivered by this chanting of the holy names. Dino Hino Joto Chilo. Yes, even the most fallen. Here in Kali Yuga, we are all very fallen. Dino Hino Joto Chilo. Hariname Udharilo. By all the bad, fallen, sinful, rascal, wicked people, they have been uplifted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that. And that is going on at the present time. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while preaching this name of Krishna, he predicted, Prithivite ache jato nagara digram sabhatra prachahoibe moranam, that in every town and village of the world, this chanting of my names will be spread and will be propagated. And he also predicted that there will be my senapati bhakta, my devotee who acts like a military commander in pushing out the age of Kali, the influence of Kali, and spreading this Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And that is quite clearly His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder, Acharya, of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally uplifted so many fallen, sinful, rotten souls within the sacred land of India, and Srila Prabhupada did so in the anything but sacred land of America and so many countries throughout the world on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by giving Srimad Bhagavatam, by giving the holy name of Krishna, by teaching people to lead a pure life following four regulative principles: no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, giving a full process of rising early, daily, chanting the holy names, congregationally, individually, on beads, a whole program by which we can be purified, and giving his profuse mercy and blessings so that people, the most unlikely candidates, can take up this chanting of Hare Krishna, become free from the influence of the age of Kali, and themselves act as instruments in pushing back Kali Yuga. So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is meant to push back the Kali Yuga and establish a golden age within this very bad time. At least for some time, there should be a renaissance of actual spirituality, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But then, if we look objectively, we may very well question, well, has not Kali Yuga entered ISKCON? the very movement which is supposed to push back Kali Yuga has not the influence of this age entered. Is there not quarrel, hypocrisy, truth preached but something else seen? That's hypocrisy. Exploitation, sinful activities. Is it not in ISKCON? Is it just some imagination that this ISKCON can push back the age of Kali? Well, if we are to be truthful, we have to say that Kali Yuga has ended. ISKCON. There are so many bad things. There are so many good things. Chanting is going on. Distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books is going on. Temple worship is going on. Distribution of prasadam is going on. But if we're to be truthful, we have to say that Kali Yuga has entered. So let us, what should we do? We should identify the culprits and let's be frank, identify the culprits and what should we do? Toss them out. Whoever has brought Kali Yuga in should be put out. Okay, so I'm going to mention one major culprit now. Myself. And maybe yourself also, whoever's watching this. We're all products of Kali Yuga. We don't come into this movement as pure devotees. We come with all our conditioning, attachments, tendencies to do wrong things, misconceptions. We're not saints. Well, we're supposed to be. We're trying to be. But who will say, I am completely free from all desire for sense gratification? Who can say? We don't become perfect overnight. Purification should be there, is there, but we don't become perfect immediately. You might have noticed, those of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness know that we're trying to chant Hare Krishna, but that doesn't mean that the influence of Kali just immediately vanishes, like a puff of smoke just blows away. It's persistent. The influence is there. To the extent that we have contamination within our hearts because we are in ISKCON, to that extent, we bring Kali Yuga into ISKCON. Krishna consciousness pushes back Kali Yuga. What are we talking about, Kali Yuga? It means the influence of Maya, illusion, but especially a very intense influence of the lower modes of nature, the mode of ignorance, the worst aspects of Maya. So Krishna consciousness is meant for clearing that away in our hearts and as a movement within the world. This is, after all, the Krishna consciousness movement. It's meant for purity. But at the same time, it's the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is founded within this world. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he several times said that our temples, they're Vaikuntha, inasmuch as the activities of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, are there. There is service to Krishna, talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna. It's Vaikuntha. The format, the framework is there so that we can live in Vaikuntha. But if we bring our mentality, which we do, our contaminated mentality, then that much we're not living in Vaikuntha. It's the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is constituted of all kinds of people from all over the world. It's meant for lifting up the fallen. So it is utopian to expect utopia. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant to be a ship for crossing over the dangerous ocean of Kali. But the sea is very stormy. It's not, we can't expect a smooth passage. The ship will rock on a stormy sea. The ship will rock. The waves will roll over the deck. Those who are not well protected and who don't hold on tight, they're in danger of being washed over the side. That means well protected and holding on tight means we have to hold on very tightly to the process of Krishna consciousness as given by Srila Prabhupada. That will protect us. Also, the waves can easily move the whole ship off course so that we're sailing, it's a movement, we're active, but we're not going to where we're supposed to be going. The crew has to remain united in following the orders of the expert captain. Crew means everyone has to cooperate and they have to follow the orders of the captain. Twang na sandarshito dhatra dustarang nistitir shatam. Kaling satvaharang pungsam karna dhara ivarnanam. Here in this verse is the statement that Kalim, Kali Yuga, it takes away all the good qualities of human beings. I'll read the Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse. We think that we have met your goodness. That means translated into our context. We, within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, seeing his divine grace, your goodness, Srila Prabhupada. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, by Krishna's mercy, just so that we may accept you as the captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. So accepting Srila Prabhupada as the expert captain, Senapati, a military commander for fighting on the land. That's one metaphor. Another is the captain of the ship for crossing the ocean of Kali. We know that, or that we should have faith that the expert captain, he knows all the procedures for crossing. He knows what to do. He's not stymied or confused by the terrible batterings of the turbulent ocean of Kali. We should have confidence that although ourselves, we can't, individually we can't cross over the ocean, but if we remain on the boat, no matter how much it's rocking and shaking and swaying, we have to follow his direction. We're knowing that the captain has made many such ocean crossings before. We have to keep faith in him, knowing that he himself has been trained in the correct process by experts in this line. He himself knows all the procedures. He's given us all the procedures, what we should do, what we should not do. You have to follow exactly. If you're in a ship crossing the ocean in dangerous seas, you have to be trained and follow all the procedures. Failure to follow means it's a disaster. If we follow, safe. If we don't follow, it's a disaster. Disaster is sure. We should know that despite our own incompetence, if we follow the process that Srila Prabhupada has given, rising early, chanting the holy names, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, following all the rules and regulations of this purified life, we'll be safe. These rules are very powerful. Kali Yuga is very powerful. Krishna is much more powerful. We link with Krishna by following the instructions of the captain of the ship for crossing the age of Kali, namely Srila Prabhupada. Of course, if there are real Kali Chelas within this movement, Kali Chela means someone who's not a disciple actually of their guru, but is simply posing like that and is actually an infiltrator or a traitor, is actually acting for the interests of the downfall of the actual mission of the movement. If there are persons like that, for instance, those who introduce Mayavad, Sahajirism, mundane conceptions, or simply don't talk about Krishna. They talk about so many other things, about being good, being nice, no Krishna, materialistic. Such persons should be identified and then what? Rectified? And if they won't be rectified, throw them overboard in the ocean of Kali, where they belong. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he wasn't very quick to throw people out, and he was, the few that he did, he was willing to accept back if they fully submitted and surrendered to him. But at the same time, he warned that there are many non-devotees in the dress of devotees. So you have to be very careful also and stick to the course given by the captain and identify those who are sabotaging the ship. Maybe their intentions are good, but their ideas are apparently good or in their own minds good, but the effect is not going to be good. We have to stick to the captain's orders. So, we should go on chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a very difficult age, but Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this very bad age of Kali, the holy name Krishna has descended as his holy name and can lift us up, not only individually, but the whole world. Srila Prabhudananda Sarasvati states in this regard, calling out for the mercy of Chaitanya Chandra, the golden avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose mercy we are receiving through the medium of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhudananda Sarasvati prays as follows, Kala kale balena indriya vairi varga shri bhakti marge eha kantaka koti rudhaha ha ha kvayami vikala kemaham karomi chaitanya chandra yadi nadya kripam karoshi. Now it is the age of Kali. My enemies our enemies in the form of the senses are very powerful. The all-beautiful, all-auspicious path of pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiked with countless thorns, such as, not mentioned, but karma, jnana, unregulated sense enjoyment, just like animals, tendencies toward Mayavad, New Age, Sahajya, all kinds of anyabhilasha, all kinds of desires which are not specifically, clearly, one-pointedly focused on Krishna's pleasure. So these thorns, they're spiky, they're like spikes on our path. However, there is Chaitanya Chandra. So, O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, if you do not bestow your mercy on me today, then, being confused, where will I go and what will I do? Where will we go? What will we do? We have to remain in the shelter of Chaitanya Chandra. For us who are within ISKCON, we want to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire of pushing back the Kali Yuga, introducing a golden age of chanting the holy names. We shall have to do so by reforming all the fallen, rotten, sinful rascals. And at least myself, I can say that begins with myself. Reform ourselves, reform the world. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy, make the whole world happy. Let the whole world be happy in chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanta kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha. Dante nidhaya churnakang padayo nipatya kridvaja kakushata metata humbra vimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat gauranga chandra charane kurutah.